I'm Mike Schuster in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The presents have been opened, and you're probably deciding what to keep and what to take back to the store. Returns are as much a part of the holiday season as holly and mistletoe. Here to discuss the seasonal phenomenon is Kai Rizdahl from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Hi, Kai.
Hi, Mike.
Well, do you plan to return any of the presents you've received?
No, not at all. I did pretty well this year. Nothing really ugly or ill-fitting for me to take back, but... Yeah, I did pretty well. I'm one of the lucky ones, though, I think. You know, it seems to me every year the lines at those return counters get longer and longer, but I was wondering if maybe that just might be my perception. So I went to a guy who's going to know more about this whole thing than me. His name is Scott Krugman, and he is the vice president of the National Retail Federation.
The average estimate of number of gifts returned is about 4 to 6% of all gifts will be returned or exchanged this holiday season. That's been a pretty steady number. Consumers, it's almost an annual ritual. Consumers going to the stores, making their returns, taking advantage of clearance merchandise, redeeming gift cards. It's a very busy period for retailers.
Of course, if you look at it another way, Mike, it's 94 to 96% of us that are satisfied with what we get.
Well, those are pretty good numbers, but aren't returns a bad thing for retailers?
Yeah, I'd have thought so too, but it turns out not so much. Our friend Scott at the Retail Federation says, as you might imagine, stores do try to accentuate the positive.
I think retailers look at it as a necessary evil as well as an opportunity. Anytime you get consumers into the store, regardless of the reason, you have an opportunity to make another sale.
Before you can ask, Mike, and I know this one's coming, the most popular item to return, if that's the right word, since you're taking something back that obviously you're not wild about, is clothing. Too many variables, Scott says, make it more susceptible to being taken back. You can have the wrong color, the wrong style, the wrong size, just too much margin for error overall.
All right, so you decide you don't like something. Other than having the receipt, are there any tips for making returns less painful?
Obviously, first of all, look for that gift receipt, because stores do give them, and they give them for this exact reason, which is so that you can take stuff back. You have to know what the return policy is. Usually it's 30 days, original packaging. It's all usually printed on that receipt. But there is this common sense tip from our friend Scott Krugman one more time.
Get to the store early. I know it'll be crowded, but it'll make the return process as easy as possible.
So there you have it. Not only do you have to schlep to the store to take back whatever it is that you don't want, you have to get up early to do it. And Mike from the Marketplace Newsroom this afternoon, we take all that stuff back. Stores do have to account for it somehow. We'll have new ways for the stores to know exactly what is on their shelves.
Mm-hmm. Kai Rizdahl of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Kai.
Thank you, Mike.